News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Israel is urging Palestinian civilians to move to a safe area near Egypt as warplanes are striking Hamas targets in Gaza. CBS's Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
The Israeli military says it has attacked more than 400 Hamas targets since the ceasefire collapsed yesterday. One of the main targets is the southern Gaza town of Khan Yunis. That's where Hamas leaders and fighters are believed to be hiding out in underground tunnels.
Vice President Kamala Harris is attending the COP28 climate summit in Dubai, where she outlined the Biden administration's ongoing efforts to combat global warming.
Today, I am also proud to announce a new $3 billion pledge to the Green Climate Fund, which helps developing countries invest in resilience, clean energy, and nature-based solutions.
Some 150 world leaders are attending the conference. A federal judge says Donald Trump does not have immunity from prosecution in the January 6th case. CBS's Rob LeGarry has the story.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. rejected an attempt by former President Donald Trump to dismiss the special counsel's 2020 election-related case against him. The former president argued Jack Smith's four charges should be dropped on the basis that presidents cannot be charged with a crime. But Judge Tanya Chutkan rejected that argument.
The judge said she found no legal basis for concluding that presidents cannot face criminal charges once they are no longer in office. A search is underway for what may be a serial killer targeting homeless people in Los Angeles. Police Chief Michael Moore says three people were killed in separate shootings this week in open areas of the city.
Los Angeles has encampments. We have areas that we know in Skid Row and others where we have groups of individuals that are sheltered in makeshift shelters and other coverings. These three instances were absolutely devoid of that.
Police believe the victims were killed while they were sleeping. Federal prosecutors say Derek Chauvin was stabbed in an Arizona prison 22 times. The suspect is a former leader of the Mexican Mafia gang and a one-time FBI informant. CBS News Minnesota reporter Uba Ali has more.
We spoke with Chauvin's attorney, Greg Erickson, on the phone. He says this was his biggest fear for Chauvin.
It didn't matter where he was found.
Chauvin's legal team say they are working to get him removed from that facility unless major changes are made.
Prosecutors report that the suspect said he would have killed Chauvin had correctional officers not responded so quickly. Chauvin is serving time in connection with the murder of George Floyd. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehauk. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senate Democrats have elected Diane Hesselbein as their new minority leader. Hesselbein was elected to represent Middleton in the Senate last fall after a decade of serving in the Assembly. Earlier this week, Melissa Agard stepped down as minority leader after announcing her run for Dane County Executive. Hesselbein beat Senators Kelda Royce and Jeff Smith in a vote for minority leader on Friday. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is expected to rule soon on the state's legislative maps. Jeff Mandel of the liberal firm Law Forward says it's about voters choosing their lawmakers and not the other way around.
If we get back to the feedback mechanisms of democracy, that's the win. It's not about which party wins in 2024. I just think that's overly reductive.
Mandel spoke at a WISP politics gathering on Thursday. I'm Nate Wegehauk, Civic Media News.
Brewers offering a player a record deal. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It could be the largest contract for a prospect who's never played an inning yet in the big leagues. An 8-year deal worth $80 million guaranteed to prospect Jackson Chourio, a center fielder who batted .379 in the minors. He's only 19 years old. The NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament continues, and the UW Fieldhouse in Madison, Wisconsin, easily beat Jackson State in three sets. They advance tonight against the University of Miami. NBA, the Bucks lost last night in overtime to the Bulls. The final 120-113 in Chicago. The Bulls improved to 6-14. Milwaukee now 13-6. Head coach Adrian Griffin says the Bucks continue to struggle getting rebounds.
Rebounding is technique, is fundamentals, is turning and checking. Thought we lost sight of our man a couple times, and they just played with more energy and effort on the glass.
That's the Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, some rain and snow. We'll see a low around 30 degrees, less than a half inch of snow accumulation. Some rain-snow mix for your Sunday, cloudy skies with a high near 37. Monday, mostly cloudy with a high near 39.
Right now, it's 15.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, this is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Welcome, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. The number, put it out there early, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, too, if you're out there, you're getting ready for Thanksgiving, the best thing you could do is go and download the Civic Media app. Johnny, it's on my iPhone right here all the time.
Well, I gotta do that, Tim. I'm behind. Yeah. Sounds like I'll get on it tonight.
Get on that, Johnny Lupinacci. Get your Civic Media app, and everybody else out there, get your Civic Media app, especially during this time that we're going to be giving thanks and all of those great things. Thanksgiving, it's coming up. Johnny, I know we got a lot to talk about. I know you're going to be having your turkey. Get some turkey here. But, you know, great here tonight. I'm so excited about the show.
Yeah, me
because
too.
This is one of those, you know, we say it all the time. You know, if you're out there and you're listening, give us a call. Most people call during the show. Occasionally we get a little bit of a feedback. Somebody drops a message.
Social media posts,
things like that. So, you know, last week at the end of the show, I think I get up the next morning, Wednesday, and there's an email from Sage, you know, Sage at Civic Media. It's ready, you know, ready to go. And it says, hey, guys, you know, here's a voicemail from somebody for you guys. And I'm looking at that. We just thought, Anya, and I'm thinking about that. If we can we play that voicemail that we got?
Anya? Yeah, sure. I can play it.
Yeah, let's let everybody hear the voicemail that we got.
Hi, my name is Mike.
Uh-oh.
674. They're adding in and out the number.
I was just wondering, what's the best way for me to get in contact with the host of Busted Pencils? So, if you could call me back with that information, that would be wonderful. Okay? Bye now.
There it is, Johnny. You know,
we
get a
Mike.
Call from Mike. Listener, yep. Mike calls and says, you know, can I get in touch with the host? Sage sends us that email. Yep. I listen to that, you know, and I right away take that phone number and I call Mike. And I said, Mike, this is Tim. Okay. Busted yeah. Pencils, you know, I can't get Johnny right now. He's in Washington, but I can call you. I'm like, hey, what's going on? I'm thinking, you know, getting ready just to hear, did we offend or something like that?
Sure.
Right. I want to make right. No, right away. He goes, hey, you know, I listen to the show. My family listens to the show. And I just want to tell you about my daughter. And I'm like, okay, Mike, lay it on me. He's like, well, my daughter, she's a teacher. She got elected. She's a school board member now. You know, I've been taking her around kind of working, you know, working with her, you know, engaging her through different political opportunities. And I think she'd be a great guest for the show. And I said, you know what, Mike? I think she would be a great guest for the show too. Because Johnny, how often, like every week, we talk about, you know, democracy, public education. You got to get out there. You got to do that. Educators, if you're listening, the engagement that you all have to do, you have to get it out there. And so living and breathing democracy and being an educator, it can be done. So let me just read this little bio here. She's a seventh grade English and eighth grade social studies teacher in the greater Milwaukee area. She's newly elected school board member in a different district. She's passionate about education and community service. She has a bachelor's degree in history, sociology, and educational services from UW-Madison. She went back, though, and then earned her master's degree in curriculum and instruction from UW-Madison. She also works with her local fire department as an EMT and spends all of her remaining free time, there isn't much, with her dog Mabel and her niece and nephew, Evie and Eli. Welcome to the show, Katie Barikmo. Katie, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
So your dad called us to say, I think my daughter would be a good guest on the show. And I told your dad, well, here's my number. Have her get in touch. And here you are. You're on the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
Your dad is so proud of you.
He is. Yeah, I am so grateful for my parents. They are my biggest cheerleaders, and they were the people who helped me the most on my recent campaign. So I hope they're proud of me because they helped me get into the seat that I'm in now.
Okay, so school board member, teacher, and all these things. So let's go back, though. I want to, you know, because here you are, you're the living, breathing example of what we talk about on Busted Pencils all the time. Pro public school, a teacher, actually on a school board, not in the district where you teach, but in, you know, elected, went and did that, got voted in by the people of the area where you live. You're out there, you're doing it. At what point, though, let's talk a little bit about how did you decide, when, what happened when you were growing up that made you say, I want to be active as a participant, as somebody who wants to take democracy seriously? Give us a little bit of a kind of, you know, what happened back when?
Oh, boy. Well, I'll try to give you the short version because the long version would have us here for a couple of hours, I think. Okay. but yeah, so I, you know, I always joke with my dad that I was raised with politics as a religion. And you know, my moral code or the moral code that I follow is just those beliefs that I was raised with, that everybody deserves housing, everybody deserves education, everybody deserves, you know, certain freedoms. And, so that's kind of how I was raised. And I started going to protests and political events right from, I mean, I think from birth. So I think it's been in my blood forever. My dad was a past union organizer in, before he had retired, and he remained involved politically all through his working life, and just really gave me the bug for political involvement and just, you know, being an active citizen. And when Act 10 happened, I was a freshman in high school, and Act 10 happened in Wisconsin, and it
was 2013 or 2012, I think it was, right?
2010 and 11.
2010-11 when it broke through. So yeah, yep. Act 10, Wisconsin, Scott Walker says no more unions.
Yep, basically.
Okay, yeah.
It dismantled the education system. And many other states are going or have gone through the same thing. But in Wisconsin, it was really just this devastating event for our public schools. And so my dad took me, and he at the time he was working as a custodian at a public school. And so he took me to the Capitol, and we marched around the Capitol Square with about 100,000 other people. And I think that was the moment that really sealed it for me, was just watching all of these people come out of the woodwork and stand up for themselves and for their people, and just say, nope, we do not agree with this. This is not okay. And so from then forward, I just kept being more and more involved in the political sphere. And I went from being an organizer to actually running for office myself.
Okay. So at that point, so I, you know, Act 10, that's, you know, 10, 13 years ago, right? So, I mean, you're in grade school, middle school at the time?
I was a freshman in high school when Act 10.
Okay. Freshman in high school at that point. And when did you think about wanting to become a teacher?
About the same time, oddly. It was very weird because when Act 10 was happening, teachers everywhere were saying, like, don't go into the profession. The education system is collapsing around us. And there was just like little 14-year-old me saying, I'm still going to do it. And so once I knew that I wanted to be a teacher, I always refer to teaching as a calling. I think it's one of those things where you cannot do it unless you are meant to do it, just because it is, it involves a skill set like no other job that I've ever seen. And it involves a passion that, like, you have to go to work with a passion for it. And so right from that moment, I knew that I wanted to be a teacher, and I never went back.
Okay. So Act 10, from birth, Johnny Lupinacci, look at this, right? You know, yeah, here's Katie, you know, living and breathing the Busted Pencils dream, putting it there. But so teaching English and social studies is your current, that's what you're doing as a teacher right now in a middle school.
Yep.
So you have both English classes and social studies classes.
Exactly. Well, yep. I teach three sections of English and two of social studies.
Okay. And we just got to know, which one do you like better, social studies or English?
Social studies is what I always wanted to teach. I have grown to love English. It's hard to compare them, though. It's apples and oranges.
Okay. You picked the right answer. Johnny and I are social studies way back. I'm just saying.
She nailed the right answer, because when you love to teach, I mean, it can be anything, and you're going to connect the dots, especially around the things that Katie shared she's passionate about. When you're learning to be people in community together, right, it could be any content area, and it's fun and it's rewarding to teach.
True. Very true.
Well, so Katie, so you're, how long have you been teaching now then?
I'm in my third year as a full-time teacher, and then I did about a half year of long-term subbing.
Okay. So, I mean, relatively new to actually having your own classroom and being there. Also, the school board, and the school board thing, that just happened in the past 12 months, 6 months, or just this past November?
It happened in April of 2023. So, okay. Past 6 months.
And so you ran for school board. A lot there. Hey, the number's 844-967-2789. Our guest, Katie Barikmo, she's a teacher, she's a school board member, she is a living, breathing example of how you do democracy. When we get back, though, we're going to talk more about this school board race. Busted Pencils, more.
The Shaw, WAUK. This is 93.5 The Tap.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
First, don't forget their pronoun, them. Educated educators talking education. This is Busted Pencils.
It is Busted Pencils. The number is 844-967-2789. We have our guest, teacher, school board member, Katie Burick-Mo. But before we get into the school board member, though, we've got one of our favorite callers, L.A. Tom. L.A. Tom calling in from Los Angeles. Tom, say hello to Katie. How are you, my friend?
Hello, Katie, and hello, guys. First, I just want to say how thankful I am for your show. Being from a family of 5 and 6 teachers in the state of Wisconsin, football coaches, et cetera. You guys are a gift that just keeps giving all the time. So thank you for that. Second, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. You see all the places that don't have government and what's going on in those countries, and we really need to make sure we do not allow for that to happen with our government here in the United States. Love Liz from last week. The only thing is, I'd love her to change her name instead of Stop Moms for Liberty. Just call themselves Moms for Freedom, because I think that would be a better way to combat, and it'd be keep it in the positive, and maybe people would get confused between what's what, and maybe they'd actually, we're speaking the truth when we talk about Moms for Freedom.
Right.
As far as Katie goes, what a blessing. And Katie, your dad, you must be so proud of you. And, I really hope that Wisconsin becomes stronger, and that regular people and regular citizens really see that not just anybody can do the job of teaching, but you are actually professionals that went to school, and you are not the person that's just the mom or dad that's, being a helper. I think that's part of the reason why all these parents think that it's so easy, because they think they're just like, all you got to do is babysit, which is ridiculous. You are as important as doctors and as attorneys and any of these other professions that are out there. And I think that you need to stand your head high, and you need to, constantly remind yourself that, yes, our profession is very important, not in an arrogant way, but in a way that you can hear it in Katie's voice, which is the love and the passion for what it is that she does. So thank you, Katie, for being that teacher that is going to make it so other kids and other students will want to be teachers, because you're definitely in that mold. I hope you all get paid more as time goes on, because I think teaching is the most important profession that's out there in the industry.
L.A. Tom, we want to thank you for being L.A. Tom and calling
absolutely
almost all every week. Katie, what do you think about L.A. Tom dropping some love on you like that?
I'm one of those people who has a hard time taking compliments. I thoroughly appreciate them, Thank you. But yeah, I really appreciated that. I wish more people thought the way that you did, Tom.
Oh, it's awesome. LA Tom, thanks, and have a great Thanksgiving, Tom. Thank you for everything that you do. Katie, so teacher, but then school board member. So
talk about this.
Talk about, yeah, how do you go and say, like, do you wake up one morning and go, I'm going to be on my school board now too. How's that happen?
Well, my sister constantly tells me that I need to slow down and do less stuff. And I think she's probably right, but I never learn. So it pretty much was wake up and say that I was going to run for school board. I had known for a long time that I wanted to run for some kind of public office, but I hadn't narrowed it down to anything. And then I looked at the school board in my town and just what was going on in our society with how we feel about education and what's happening in the education world. And I just kept thinking, like, you know, we need to have more people who know education and understand education making the decisions about education. Like, I am pretty sick and tired of people who don't know anything about our schools, and then they are making the decisions. And I just thought to myself, you know, like, I don't think that's right. Like, I think we need more people who actually know anything, because then I can help steer our, our school district away from decisions that would be harmful for the students and staff.
Well, so, you know, you got elected in April, and just, you know, a reminder for everybody, last fall, a year ago, remember, this is, you know, Tom made mention, because our guest the last 2 weeks, Liz from Stop Moms for Liberty, there was this movement last fall of taking over school boards. And I'm just wondering, Katie, was there a little bit of that kind of pressure that made you go, oh my goodness, I got to serve now, because I see, like, were there certain elections that frightened you in the school board area, that maybe frightened, but inspired you? Let's put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. My town is no exception. Different partisan or fringe groups have been active and trying to gain some control on the school board for longer than 2021. I think 2021 is when it goes back to. Sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I forget what year it is all the time. So I looked at that, and it scares me, because people throw words around like CRT and they don't know what it means. And then they talk about parent choice, which is parents have plenty of choice whether they want to believe that or not. And it's just cover for how can we push partisan ideas into our schools and onto our kids. I think, definitely had some inspiration from what I didn't want to see in my schools or on my school board.
So that moment then too is that, you know, I'm going to run, you know, we're coming up on a break here again, and we're going to definitely hold Katie over. The number is 844-967-2789. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. But, you know, Katie, it's that moment when you make that decision. And I think, you know, for teachers out there right now are saying, you know, I don't know if I can actually do this because I'm a teacher. There are political issues. I can't, quote, be political. Katie, when we were talking, getting ready for the show, we talked about, you know, is it being political, or is for some reason now becoming and being an active citizen now being turned into, hey, you're being political, when the reality is you're just being an active citizen. That's the way, you know, we put it out there like that. And as you say, the confrontation that people want to put forward, and I see this a lot of times too, and we've seen this with Liz and Stop Moms for Liberty, wanting to serve on a public school board with yet an animosity towards public schools. That's not what Katie has. Katie is a teacher, school board member, EMT, aunt, dog lover. Busted Pencils, more with Katie when we get back.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Family, friends, and dignitaries gathered to remember former First Lady.
93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Israel has resumed bombardment of Gaza. Israeli government spokesman Alon Levy blames Hamas.
Hamas decided to terminate the pause by failing to release all the kidnapped women as it was obligated to do so, and kidnapped children, and by resuming rocket fire.
The UN climate summit is underway in Dubai. Ali Rosenbluth is with Oil Change International.
Demand for fossil fuels in the United States is actually decreasing, but extraction is rising because we are allowing these exports and these petrochemicals to continue.
Former Congresswoman Liz Cheney is sounding the alarm about Republicans in Congress appeasing former President Donald Trump.
One of the things that we see happening today is a sort of a sleepwalking into a dictatorship in the United States.
Cheney's full interview will be on CBS News Sunday morning. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The secretary of the host committee for the 2024 Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is stepping down. Milwaukee Public Schools cut ties with Gerard Randall's Milwaukee Education Partnership 2 weeks ago. School board members say it isn't clear exactly what the nonprofit did with the school district's money. It also appears Randall lied about prominent people in Wisconsin serving on his leadership team. The city of Wausau is filing a lawsuit against 15 manufacturers of PFAS Forever chemicals. The lawsuit also names 61 major insurance companies that insured the manufacturers. Wausau has some of the worst PFAS contamination in the entire state, with the chemical found in all of the city's drinking water wells. Wausau officials say they hope to recoup some of the millions of dollars they've spent so far to provide safe drinking water and to try and clean up their water wells. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, some rain and snow. We'll see a low around 30 degrees, less than a half inch of snow accumulation. Some rain-snow mix for your Sunday, cloudy skies with a high near 37. Monday, mostly cloudy with a high near 39.
Right now, it's 15.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Stid Pencils.
And this is Tim Slecker and Johnny Lupinacci, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. The number is 844-967-2789. Our guest, she's a teacher. She ran for school board in April. She was elected to school board. She's EMT, Katie Barikmo. Katie, at what point when you're making this decision, though, you know, to become a school board member, tell us, though, for somebody who's out there right now, we've got like 800 different teachers out there going, I want to do this. Katie, what's the number 1, 2, and 3 points of advice you would tell a teacher who wants to become a school board member? What do they need to know?
Oh, my goodness. 3 things that they should know. I think they should know that they can do it and they should do it, and their community will see, hopefully their community will see that they are an asset. I was really lucky. My community voted for me, even though one of my opponents had like $4,000 more than me to spend. And so people will see that you are a great candidate. I think that you should, of eloquent ways to put this. I think that when people say that you're being too political, I think you should take it as a compliment, because it's not necessarily political to just be an active citizen and to care about your community and to care about what goes on in your community. And B, everything in life is political. So who cares? Be political. It's fun. I think another piece of advice is to not get distracted by the people who are shouting at you the loudest, because they don't have as much power as they think they do. And they just really like to hear themselves talk. And, for the most part, even though they're shouting the loudest, they do not have as many voices as they want you to believe they have.
The loud voice. Johnny, what you were talking about, though, coming into break there, kind of bring that up again. You were talking about Katie being the model.
I'm ecstatic anytime I hear about a teacher that loves teaching the way Katie does, but also that's making the connection between all of our civic duty. It's not just for teachers, but we often talk about how much we wish teachers were able to navigate this and didn't feel trapped in our classrooms only, right? And oftentimes are spread so thin that we don't have the capacity to work in any other way than solely as our classroom teacher responsibilities. And some of us coach, Katie's doing a lot of things, right? But we had said last year, we did a special end of the year show, bringing in the new year, and we had talked about premonitions. And, you know, we were making jokes about AI and all the things, and certainly those have come true. All of the AI talk that we predicted would be part of things. But one of them that, you know, I started to think, I bet you sooner rather than later, Tim, we hear about teachers being more organized in the political process of electoral politics, more active on school boards, more active in political positions. And that was more my wish list premonition. So Katie brings that true here, because really it makes so much sense when we think about social movements, we think about where teachers are situated, and we're in the largest social uprising of all of our lifetime right now. Right? And so with attacks on democracy, when we say that, we mean like the decency of kids just being able to go to a safe place to learn, to have food, to have shelter, to have an optimistic promise of a future is radically under attack. They can't be who they are, right? They can't even have the freedom to dream right now about those possibilities, oftentimes, because they're in danger in more than one way, right? And so teachers are on the front line of this day in and day out. L.A. Tom calls and talks about it. We talk about it when we talk about you know, the Moms Against Moms for Liberty and all of these groups really talking through what can we do to just do better by young people in our schools and communities. And doing that is also an investment in our nation, an investment in our local communities, and strengthening democracy. And so teachers are on the front line of this. They're not just teaching about it. They're living it every day. And so they're really good at this. They're really good at listening to multiple perspectives, making complex decisions, thinking about the common good. And Katie said it here, right? She shared with us, don't always listen to the loudest voice or the deepest pockets. These are principles that are so important when we talk about democratic decision making that teachers are experienced in. Teachers regularly, there's not a single teacher out here that listens to this show or that talks to someone who listens to this show that can't say every day they're navigating complex, multiple perspectives in the classrooms, multiple interests, different levels of financial supports, often never enough, but different interests, whether it's through the curriculum or whether it's through influential local businesses or people, they're at the apex of this all day long. And they manage to find an equilibrium and not just care for, but invest in the future through teaching children. And they do it in really balanced ways. And I don't mean that where they share two perspectives. They do it in considerate of multiple perspectives in community. And that is political. Their commitment to democracy and to healthy, diverse communities and futures for the young people in their classrooms sets teachers up to be fantastic at democratic politics. And I don't even mean, and I cringe because I know like probably we're all Democrats, but at the same time, I'm not happy with the Democratic Party most of the time, right? And that doesn't make me ultimately a Republican, but what I know is that teachers on the front lines understand the complexities and the nuances of this, and they navigate this really well, and they represent the common good in a way very few other professions prepare us for. Okay.
It makes me think, really
about Katie's example, and for more teachers out there thinking about it, to you know, to make the leap, take the step.
You know, that's what I was gonna ask, Katie. So how many of your teacher friends like ask questions, or are you in conversations going like, yeah, you can do it too? I mean, I'd be interested, you know, or do your colleagues go, oh my God, Katie, I can't believe you serve on the school board also, you know, just give me a sense of, you know, what your day's like.
Oh, well, I think when I first got elected, I did get a lot more questions, and people have kind of started to run out of questions for me now that I'm a couple of months in. But my colleagues do ask a lot of questions, and they do ask me how I'm doing school board and working full-time as a teacher. And the answer to that is that I have developed some really ironclad boundaries around the amount of work I'm taking home, because in years past, I would take home 5-6 hours of work a night. And I realized that my paycheck was never going to be bigger, and it was never going to be fair. And that no matter how much work I took home, I was never going to be able to meet the insurmountable expectations that we put on teachers' backs, because as you both know, we use in this country, we use education as a catch-all for basically every problem society has, but we don't give the people in the schools the money to handle those problems. So, you know, I just realized that there was no way that I was ever going to be able to work enough to offset all of the things that I wanted to offset. And so that's when I stopped taking so much work home. And granted, I still take some home. And that's what kind of opened up my, it opened up my schedule a little bit to say, okay, like now that I'm not working 5 hours a night, I'm going to run for school board. And of course, I'm insanely busy, but just having those boundaries and being able to say work is work and home life is home life, and I don't want my whole life to be drowning in schoolwork. That's what kind of enabled me to do it. And I do, to answer your other question, is I do have a couple of friends who are also educators who are thinking about running for school board. I have a friend who's looking to sign or get her petitions, her signatures signed and ready to go to run for the spring election. So, yeah, so I am seeing a couple of friends thinking about it, and one very seriously thinking about it, like getting ready to run in the next month or two.
Nice. I love it. That's the inspiration we're talking about, Johnny Lupinacci, that New Year's premonition or prediction, Tim, as you said, right?
I think it inspired by Katie here too, and her modeling that being engaged in the democratic process is active, right? And so I think, Tim, the next step is we need to have an extended podcast with all these teachers that are organizing and create a how to run for your school board as a teacher toolkit. And so Busted Pencil is going to be a catalyst for that. And so, because I know a lot of teachers don't necessarily know where to start, even just sharing, Katie, about how your colleagues, your peers were getting their ballot signatures together or signatures together so that they can get on the ballot. And that process, even though as social studies educators, we, you know, might teach about it, or we may have had a class about it when we were young, right? We often in the mix of things don't quite remember or know what that step is to take. And so I think that's the next step, Tim, is that Busted Pencils becomes, you know, a catalyst for how can more educators out there run for political positions to join Katie and other educators and saying, come on, folks, we could do so much better.
Well, and you know, the thing that we're saying too, you know, get political, and you always get, we all turn our nose up because, oh, I don't know if we want to tell teachers to get political. Okay, you know what? How about teachers just become active citizens? Katie, you know what, Katie? You're not being political. You are being an engaged, active citizen who happens to practice democracy. My goodness, okay? The idea that is somehow people go, I can't believe a teacher would do what? You can't believe a teacher would be an active citizen in a democracy? Really? Isn't that who we want to be? Those, you're our models for this stuff. Katie, you know, but thinking about that, what do you think about Johnny's idea there, though, too, of saying, like, let's get some more people, let's get this together, you know, a toolkit. Teachers becoming active citizens, first step maybe as a school board member. For example, like that, you just said, I bet there are a bunch of people out there who said, I would love to run for school board. Oh my God, wait a minute. Katie just said something about going out to get signatures. I don't even know what that means. I can't do it. How hard is it to get the signatures you needed?
Well, so my town, I actually didn't have to get signatures. It's not very common, but I did not have to get signatures. I just had to file my candidacy. But it's a little daunting because you're like, oh, I don't know where to start. But once you start, it all pretty seamlessly comes together. So once you start and once you go and say, hey, what do I need to do to run for school board? You find your local office, whoever's running the election, and you say, hey, what do I need to do to run for school board or whatever office you want to run for? Because teachers belong, you know, in more than just school board races, right? Like school board races and wherever else. But yeah, once you do it, I mean, it is, it's work to get elected and to convince your community that you are worthy of their votes and of this responsibility. But it's not impossible, because I did it while I was working full time. So it's absolutely feasible.
Well, there it is. Katie Barikmo, teacher, school board member, successfully out there. Okay, Katie, we are at the break here. We're about ready to go. We're going to say thank you for all you do. Thank you for Busting Pencils. A little sneak, what's been the hardest decision that you've been making as a school board member?
Oh, the hardest decision?
Yes.
As a school member?
If you can share.
There's some things that I can't share because it's, you know, we just...
Right.
Do it. I think the hardest thing is when I look at teacher compensation and looking at the deficits that our schools are facing, and knowing that it's not really a decision for me because I cannot force the government to give schools more money, right? So we have to work with what we've got. And that's where the hardest decisions come in.
Oh, Katie Barikmo, thank you so much for busting pencils. Teacher, school board member, John.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund, and I'm talking with Brett Uhlberg, owner of Robert Hack Diamonds. Brett, I hear you pay cash for gold.
Not only gold.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Busted pencils, fully leaded education talk. The number's 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Listening on Civic Media. Johnny, you know, we're heading into Thanksgiving, though. Just put this out there. If you're looking for, you know, you're on your iPhone, your Android, whatever, you're out there, you're in the App Store, check it out, Civic Media app, download it. That way, wherever you are, if you're on the road, stuck in traffic tomorrow night, biggest travel night of the year, you put your Civic Media app on, you can listen to anything you want to listen to. You can download podcasts, some busted pencils that have already played. You can hear some of the best shows that are out there, or, you know, even some of the other talks that are out on Civic Media. Check it out, Civic Media app. Go out there, download it. Make sure you have it for the Thanksgiving holidays. Johnny Lupinacci, okay. I forgot all about the prediction.
The
teachers becoming politically involved. And so here it is. You are thinking, okay, did we make that happen, or did Katie just have the inspiration on her own?
Oh, Katie had the inspiration on her own. I mean, she told you she came out of the womb, ready to go. So she said, you know, everything is political. She's had a lifetime of, you know, her like ethical perspective on what it means to be part of a community played such a central role in everything she did. I mean, she is, you know, like on track. And this is exactly, you know, the kind of career track that involves these larger political leadership roles that people like Katie, you know, aspire to and step into. But in general, you know, I think I want to stand by this, Tim. I think it's really pivotal. It's really important that teachers they believe in themselves as political leaders, whether they're in the classroom or whether they're, you know, taking a leave of absence and working in some other capacity in community. People who have taught or become teachers have a unique perspective and skill set. And they're highly sought after in business. We know that because they're very in the communication world as well. Teachers have great public speaking, you know, skills. They also have great, you know, sales potential because they can really educate and, you know, teach why something is important the way it is. And so in a really important way, teachers are, you know, the stewards of democracy since we, you know, as a country really committed to compulsory public education. And it early started with that strong political purpose. We would not continue to have a democratic government. I don't mean like Democratic Party.
No, right. Democracy.
Democracy. if we didn't have a strong public education system that prepared people in this country, citizens, to understand and value it. And so whether we just relegate that to social studies as a content area, or we look at that, that means all of the content that we learn in school, the time we spend in school, prepares us to be citizens in a democracy. Some as doctors, some as engineers, some as plumbers, some as, you know, food preparers, some as servers. Everything we do starts most often, I mean, almost everybody, starts in a microcosm of a community, in a classroom, in a school. Right. And so this is where we learn to be democratic citizens, and teachers in that, as mediators and, you know, stewards of that process, they have a tremendous skill set for the political arena. And so for those teachers out there thinking about, you know what, I think Johnny and Tim are kind of right about this, and I like what Katie's doing, you know, stay tuned with us. We're going to see what we can do to get you the how to. How do you take that next step? Because I've met a lot of educators who have said the same thing. But I don't meet as many educators that take the step that Katie has taken.
Well, that's the part, right? It's because, you know, I remember I ran for school board, you know, when once. And but boy, it took the longest time, because I thought about it when I was a teacher many times. I'm like, boy, I should be a school board member. I'm very, you know, largely because I think what Katie said, it's like I'm a supporter of public schools. I know teaching and learning, and I think being on the school board and being an advocate for the public schools, I'd make a good school board member. It took so long though to make that decision to run. I don't even really remember what it was. I didn't win when I ran, but you know, I tried. I gave it a try and went out and got my signatures. But had there been this ability that once my brain kind of was wrestling with the idea of running for school board, had I had an opportunity or a place to go to say, I want to do it now, help me, what do I need to do next? I think that's what I'm hearing you saying, Johnny, is that we here, Busted Pencils, you know, everybody listening all over the, you know, all over Wisconsin, all over the country, people who are listening, there is enough support and energy and expertise that putting together, as you said, a toolkit for educators to become politically involved, we could do that work, man.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we can be active in our premonition. So it's more like, it's less of a premonition, and it's more of a goal that we set when we made those premonitions, those hopeful predictions of what would 2023 look like. And so, hey, here we are, and you know, it's coming to a close in about a month, and so let's do it, let's get to it.
Well, you put that out there like that, and it's just like, it's so, you know, so like Mike, you know, Katie's father who called, you know, call the show, you know, call, you know, if you don't like to call on, you know, while we're on and you don't want to talk to leave the message like Mike did, and just say, you know, hey, I heard Tim and Johnny talking on Busted Pencils, I heard they were talking to Katie. You know, I'm a teacher. I'm the mother of a teacher. I'm the aunt of a teacher. I'm an aspiring teacher myself. This whole thing about becoming politically active, I think they're onto something, and I want to be a part of that. Call the station. Let us know. Let's figure out who you are. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. It's Busted Pencils. It's Fully Leaded, and we will see you next week.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W22 ADP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.